ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Man, we got a good subject we're going to talk about today. One thing people must have in their life is revelation knowledge. Most people have knowledge, but they don't have revelation knowledge. Reveal. In other words, coming from God Almighty so you know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. But like Ray Charles said, we make it do what it do. Praise God. I want to talk about this. You can have revelation knowledge. Why? Because the Word of God says you can. Look what it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The more you know Jesus Christ, the greater revelation knowledge comes into your life. Here's another verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God or the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, people always ask me, how do you know where to go? I get a lot of invitations. I mean, over the years, I've been preaching 50 years. Lord, I mean, thousands of invitations. How do you know which one to go to? Don't make any difference. A big church, small church, big offering, small offering, none of that. Revelation knowledge. God says, go here. Go there. That Jesus, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you. Do you see what I'm, you getting it? And how much truth? All truth. Now, if that means what it says what it means, then you're not going to make a mistake. Now, see, before you can go, oh, wait a minute. See, you don't have revelation knowledge on that statement. See, that He will guide you, not in some truth, all truth. Also, His name is the Comforter. So why aren't Christian people in comfort? That's amazing to me. You know, comfort spiritually, physically, financially, every area of God's life and your life, because His life is your life. So that's what I mean by revealed knowledge. How do you know, like if you believe in God for healing? Well, let me help you. I was talking to a lady the other day. She said, yeah, but when I'm believing God for healing, I mean, what about the pain? Look at me. I don't deny the pain. No. I deny its right to exist. I just keep talking to it like it keeps talking to me. So you know how pain sometimes does it? Oh, you want to talk to me? Then I'm going to talk to you. So every time I say in Jesus' name, and not too long ago, I popped my foot and it hurts like crazy. You know, I'm not like, how I popped it? I don't know how. It just happens, you know. But every time I get a little bite on it, I say, oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name. Now, I don't care if I got to say it forever. All I want is my manifestation. And I know it's coming because He said, by His stripes, we are healed. Not maybe, I don't know. When you understand that faith voice, that's our theme this year. Not only does it work in the possible, it makes things inevitable. Inevitable in every which way, shape, or form. I got to read Ephesians 1:17 again. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So it's so wonderful to get up every morning knowing you're being guided by the Holy Spirit. Knowing that wherever you go, you're never by yourself. God with you always. And He gave us this wonderful gift called peace. Peace, possession of adequate resource. Not only do I have that, I have the peace of God, the peace with God, and the peace from God. Why? Now, to understand that, you got to have revelation knowledge when everything's going wrong. The world's not easy, ladies and gentlemen. The world is not easy at all. It throw you curveballs, every kind of crazy thing going on. But it don't make no difference what the devil says. God's word is true. Now, when are you going to believe that? Let me explain it to you. Are you saved? I believe some of you are going, You know you can't prove it. You don't have no contract signed by God that if you die, you go to heaven, but nobody can talk you out of it. Why is that? Revelation knowledge. It's been revealed to you, not to your intellectual mind, but to your spirit man. Oh man, I'm preaching here. Do you understand? You faith that fact and everything, spiritual, physical, and financial will come to pass. Well, I tried that. Trying don't get nothing done. Doing does. It doesn't make any difference what the devil says. I don't deny what he says. I just deny his right. And it's just such a blessing. So learn this little statement. Revelation knowledge is mine. I receive it. God's already given it to me. Till next week, faith that fact, okay? See ya.